Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will it open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back my many times guest, Elizabeth Englund, who helps people connect with their friends and family and spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, guardians, angels, the Akashic Records, and the wisdom and intelligence of the physical body. And we're going to be talking about that tonight and how that optimizes physical and emotional wellness, accelerating healing, and overcoming grief, stress, and anxiety. Readings, healing sessions, and clearings with Elizabeth are gentle, joyful, and full of compassion, humor, and fun. Clients often remark that sessions are comfortable, clarifying, and supportive, and as fun as having coffee with a friend who has known them for years. In thousands of sessions over the past two decades, Elizabeth has helped both people and animals align with their truest divine intentions to experience love, healing, harmony, wholeness, and abundance. Now get out your pens and pieces of paper because I'm going to give you contact information for Elizabeth and how to find more information out about her. Let me spell her. Elizabeth is spelled with a Z. Englund is spelled A-N-G-L-I-N. Her website, very simply on the World Wide Web, is ElizabethEnglund.com. Again, the last name is A-N like Nancy, G-L-I-N like Nancy. And so let me welcome Elizabeth. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. I'm glad that your voice. I'm great. Sometimes when I ask somebody how they're doing, the microphone does not work, and I have this long moment of silence, and I thought that was going to happen for a second. I'm so happy to have you back again tonight. My callers always enjoy the shows with you. And I like the fact that we're both in a place where we're feeling well tonight, because wellness is something that you and I had discussed talking about and how we can achieve that at all levels, and how important a role the body plays in wellness and how important emotions and spirit are as part of the triumvirate, if you will. So what would you like to say about that, Elizabeth?
Well, I hope this doesn't upset my friend. I'm not going to give his name, but I have a wonderful friend who's local in my town who has had a severely broken heart for a long time. And he recently ended up in the hospital with a heart failure that the physicians can't quite figure out. They don't know why his heart is failing. They don't have any of the normal indicators that they look for in the heart showing up the way it does. Now, I know him very well, and I know that once his heart got broken, he sort of just gave up on it. He said, "That's it. I'm not doing that again. I'm not going to try to have love, and I'm done." But this was, decades ago that he gave up on it. And now what's presenced is this condition, which I think he will heal from, because I think in the past year, it's, you know, eventually the universe starts giving you opportunities to heal. And he, you know, people in town have been showing him a lot of love and a lot of wonderful generosity and heartfelt emotional help and support. And he doesn't understand why people are doing that. Well, the whole issue has to do, you know, he's manifesting an issue with his heart, but the whole issue has to do with how the heart is the main organ where we accept and allow love, either for ourselves or for other people, and learn how to love unconditionally and learn how to forgive unconditionally. So I just want to put my prayers out to my friend. He knows who he is, if he can hear this. And to everybody who's helping him on his healing this evening. But I do want to say, you know, if it's a problem with the heart, then sometimes the work is in love. How do you love? Do you love yourself? Do you think you're worthy and deserving of love? Have you held on to negative emotions around love and around bitterness? And interestingly enough, in this past couple of weeks, I've had a lot of clients who are also presencing, you know, physical conditions that have been very difficult for Western medicine to treat. It seems like the things that they're doing are the most cutting edge or the most, you know, as new as they can be and the most effective. That's what the physicians are touting them as. And it'll work for a little while, and then the it stops working. And I have to tell people that when you're on your healing path, one of the things that is most helpful for your body to do is to find out which emotions you're hanging on to and which belief systems you're hanging on to, and what you've learned in the past, because we are learning all the time, and we're either learning positive, life-giving, affirming things and taking those in and learning about more about them and more about them, or we're learning the negative and taking those in and then learning more about that and more about that and more about that. But when we go for the negative, and this is not to blame anybody for any condition you have, this is just to say, going about healing only on the Western medical, the doctors can get you and fix what you've got, consider adding in the emotional and the spiritual. Consider adding in, for the spiritual, prayer and connecting with however you do faith, whatever you have faith in, whether it's yourself, if you're a Star Trek fan, whether it's Spock, you know, if you're a Catholic, whether it's Mother Mary, you know, it's like whoever it is who's really powerful.
Whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm. Whatever works for you, you know, do your prayer or do your connection with that force. And it could be your divine high self, if you're like me, that part of you that is connected with the creator. And it doesn't really matter, you know, as long as that, whatever works for you, works for you. The spiritual side is reconnecting with that, that you are not necessarily a disempowered, hopeless being. And then the second thing is, really take a look at your life and see all the times you've been hurt or traumatized or may not have fully worked through something else that you needed to heal from, and go back and willing and release, you know, will yourself to release, or do something like emotion code work or body code work or another kind of healing work that allows the body to release the energy that becomes stuck inside, because we're very sticky beings. Things that are negative stick, but also things that are positive stick. But when it comes to the negative, if you can release anything that is non-physical, that seems to be from the consciousness perspective or the emotional perspective, you give the physical body a leg up on healing the rest of it. It moves energy in the physical body as well. I got lucky in my life, and you know, you'll say lucky, but I presenced fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue at 26, 27, 28. And I did spiritual, you know, I did spiritual healing because I couldn't work. And I thought, oh, the rest of my life, I'm going to be disabled and not be able to work. And I can't deal with that. So
right.
I went into Reiki in order to heal myself. It was the first thing that I could afford to do that was non-traditional, and the doctors had already said, we don't know what to do with you. We have no idea, you know, why you're in pain and why you have no energy and why you're sick all the time. And when I learned Reiki, I went into remission 6 months, not 6 months, 6 weeks after learning first
wow.
degree. Yeah. Then I re-presenced pain in my 40s, and I got arthritis in my hands and feet, and the Reiki wasn't doing it. So I said, okay, well, my friend says that this emotion code stuff is really working, so I'll try that. And I went to a practitioner nearby, had the session over the phone, but she was nearby. And I did 3 sessions, and within half a year, I was able to walk and hold on to my horse and wash dishes. All things that I couldn't do. I couldn't work my horse because I couldn't get my hands pulled on. I couldn't wash a dish without excruciating pain. And I couldn't walk over ice out to the barn in the morning, even in really thick muck boots, because it hurt so bad to have something poking into my feet. So 3 sessions of several months, I was able to do it all again. And I've had no severe recurrence of that arthritis. But there were tons of emotions that were released for me in the first 3 sessions, and I had a few more, just lots and lots of emotions that I had held on to for a long time because I had a pretty traumatic childhood, young adulthood. So I would just like to say to people, if you're really battling something, consider the alternatives of spiritual healing, energy healing, emotional healing. They don't have to be expensive. If you are disabled, something like Reiki can be something you can save up for. Emotion code sessions are generally the less expensive things. Sometimes you'll find good acupuncturists who do multimodality stuff. And really, the other thing is meditations, guided meditations, visualizations that you can learn to do on your own are really helpful. So I know I'm kind of preaching. But you have any questions, David? You know?
Well, yes, about the emotional healing. It's been my experience and a lot of people's experience that I've come to know that they have not even been aware of what negative emotions they might have been harboring or acting out in some other ways, so that they're numbing themselves to those emotions and out of touch. I gather from what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, that those emotional clearing sessions would be the way to deal with things like that.
And quickly, yes. Emotion code sessions, which is now something I offer, but I wouldn't offer it if it didn't work for me, just like I wouldn't offer Reiki if it didn't work for me. Emotion code sessions, what they do through kinesiology, through muscle testing, is they take you to the time you trap the emotion. And what's interesting is that people at first will go, this got, you know, whatever, I have a list of 60 emotions, and I'll say what the emotion is coming up as muscle testing and what age it was trapped at. And they'll say, worthlessness at age 15. And I'm thinking, you know, high school, everybody felt worthless. And I didn't feel worthless. And I'm like, did anything happen in high school? You know, and then they'll think about it and they'll remember something and it'll come up and test as a positive. But there are people in the world, you know, who have had even more difficult lives, who, you know, were in the system passed around as foster kids, had various kinds of abuse, or lost loved ones or family members in their 20s and 30s, or lost the love of their life in one way or another, and all of a sudden they're presencing something that it comes across as physical pain, and then when you muscle test it, okay, this is from when you were 39 and you know, your marriage went to pot, and then a year later your job went to pot, but you don't know any of that. You're just muscle testing, and it's muscle testing. This is the age, and then they'll say what they remember. Some things will test no, something, and then all of a sudden you'll hit on what it was. And in that process of remembering it, there's a little bit of processing like there would be in therapy, but it doesn't take very long. And then you just go ahead and clear it by using a high-powered magnet on the governing meridian of the body, which is the meridian that governs all of the meridians in the body. And then it takes about a day to 3 days for it to completely clear out of the energy field. Sometimes people forget events that were like the sticking points. I had a friend who had a terrible trauma with his mother. He had a terrible fight with her, and they had a falling out. He had his emotion code session, and a lot of it dealt with that. And then he forgot what they were fighting about afterward, because it wasn't in his system anymore. The energy of it was gone. And then he was like, oh, my mother, she was a nice lady. I really like her. Oh, wait, right. We did have that fight once. You know, it was like, that's good. Wow. Got that out of your heart and your mind. So it's a wonderful thing. If anybody wants that, I'll have to go get my materials. If you want it, you might hear me have to get up and run across the room, but you know, I can do little short ones on air, but not, you know, it might be too much for how many people we have in the queue, but you can call me. Yeah. I do have a special for the first one. If you want to try it, you can, you know, contact me at elizabethanglin.com. And if you're really trying to heal from something, any kind of pain, any kind of issue the doctors are scratching their head about, I highly recommend this because it worked for me. I don't know what it'll do for you specifically, but it did work for me when nothing else.
How long is your session, your introductory session?
It takes between half an hour and 45 minutes. And, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just checked that out on your website, and your price is very, very affordable, and I think that's great. But what were you going to say?
Yeah, the price for the intro session is $45, and I can tell you it's one of the least expensive things that you'll find out there for something that is so efficient and helpful. Mm. And you might need several sessions, the body will say, but you know, it's really up to you what, you know, after you try the first one, whether or not you want to, and whether or not your body says you need it. Sometimes I'll muscle test and it'll say, you don't need to come back for 6 months, or yeah, you could come back in a year. But if you're really working on something that's significant, you might need more than just one.
Does that need to be done in person?
No, it can be done on the phone. You can be anywhere in the world. We do kinesiology by proxy, and you know, if you've ever had kinesiology before muscle testing where somebody's pressing on your arm, you know, I even do it by proxy when I'm with people, except I run the magnet on their body, but I don't do the kinesiology on their body because I don't want to press on somebody's arm for half an hour. So I do the kinesiology on myself for the half an hour, and then run the magnet on them if they come in person. So,
okay. Thank you. I think we'd better move phone lines. We're not going to be able to get to everybody, folks, and I have talked to a few of you. We'll get to a few more. And Elizabeth, I don't want to put any time pressure on you, but we do have multiple callers. So I want the callers to try to be considerate of other callers and just state your question simply. And would you prefer them not to ask a question, Elizabeth? I forget.
No, I like it when, because if you have a sincere question, I can help you. If you're just doing this because you're curious, please don't call or ask. But if you have a sincere question, ask the sincere question, and your guides and helpers in spirit will help you, because you sincerely are asking for help. So, yeah.
And the request that I would make is that people don't give background. Just ask your question and allow spirit to provide an answer. How does that sound, Elizabeth?
Yeah, not too much background. If I ask you a question, that's only for me to get perspective on what I'm seeing in order to give you the most concentrated answer I can. So,
okay, very good. All set to go?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, Laura, you're first. You're live.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Laura. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
My question, I would like to know about finding some stability in my career. So I want to buy a home, and I'm on a contract right now. So I just would like to know what's in store for me around finding some stability.
You're on an employment contract, or you're not buying a home on contract, right? Is that what you mean by on employment contract?
And my goal is to get a home somewhere down the road.
Okay, what are you contract? What I'm hearing is education, like go up levels of education, get some more education that is in something that you're interested in that can make money. Don't be like me and just follow the calling to be a spirit medium and say, well, I made just enough to survive and hi, Medicaid. Actually find something that makes money and get educated in that. So what are you doing right now?
It's a professional job, and I have a master's degree in it, so I don't think I need more education on that.
Well, then there's something though that if you had one or two more things around what you're doing, it would make a difference in terms of getting the next level up and getting the long term job. So what are you doing so I can see the timeline on that?
So I'm doing change management right now, and I could get certified in it because I don't have the actual certification.
Yeah.
But I actually do, my degree is, and everything is in training and development, and so I actually prefer that more than the change management, believe it or not. So,
Okay, so if you're going to stay doing change management, it's yes, get the certification and also look at project management certifications, like the really quickie courses that you can do online, or well, I don't know how quick they are, but they're not 2 years or 3 years. They're usually like a year or a year and a half. But get the certification if you're going to stay in that. In terms of training, you can do much better, but it looks like somebody would tap you. How are you for online training platforms?
I am good at that. Sometimes I have to practice because you can get rusty if you don't keep up with it.
Well, not only, so your training is not only to not get rusty on the online platforms, but to actually be able to use, to consult with someone about which platforms to use and to create an online training program for who you're going to be working for, like to create it, to beta test it, and then to use it, and then to train others to use it. So you want to become exceedingly versed in knowing what's out there in terms of online training platforms and how to implement an online training platform in a company or organization. That's where I see you making your most money. And project management kind of goes into that, but it's more important that you know what the platforms are and that you could implement that and do training creation, program creation for a company. And they'd be looking to you as their point person to run the whole thing, and that would be way, way, way more money for you.
Yes. So, yes. But I, I have done that. So.
Yeah. So, but are you? So, are you up to speed on everything that's out there right now? That's the only. It would be then like getting it back up to speed. And but
yeah.
That's
so
the initial thing they said was training. Like you need more training, and maybe you also should do training, more training toward training. So get back up to speed on all of them.
Well, there's a position opening up on the contract where I'm currently at because somebody's retiring. And I was wondering if I might end up getting that position with this company.
If so, it looks like it's not until the beginning of 2019. So I'm not sure how long your contract is, but
that's when it ends.
Okay.
It's
a little ways out. Lots of things can happen, but what you want to do is, yes, make a good impression and tell them, yes, I'm very interested in that. They will look around for people, but, you know, if you're there and they know they can work with you and they like you and you provide them with a resume, yes, that's a good possibility that could happen, and it's in the 80% probability field of yes, that could happen, and yes, it could happen at the beginning of the year. So that's
okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Laura.
So, Laura, we're going to need to move on. I hope that's been helpful to you, and thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. God bless. All right, Kim is our next caller, and Kim, you're live.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Is the gentleman I'm interested in going to choose me? Is he going to ask me out?
Can you either give me his first name or his first initial so I can pinpoint it?
Yep.
Jay, okay. Is that his first initial?
James, yes.
Yeah, it was funny because I said that and I heard Jim. And I was like, oh, don't say that. But now I said
Jimmy, James, either, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a yeah. That's all you need to know. Yeah.
That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Sounds good, Kim. Good luck with that.
they already knew his name. They were talking about him. They were like, yeah, you know.
Oh, I lost the next caller. Geez, I don't know if I did that accidentally or I'll look for that number if I can remember what it was. In the meantime, we'll go to Yvonne. And Yvonne, you're live.
Hi. This is Yvonne from California. My question is about love. Do you think someone needs love?
Yvonne, are you on a speakerphone because you're not coming through clearly?
Oh, okay, let me take you off 1 second.
Okay, thank you. Did you hear the question, Elizabeth?
I took you off. Can you hear me better?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Would you repeat the question for the people that are listening to this on podcast?
Okay, yes. I would like to know, am I going to meet someone new for love?
You are, but you're very anxious about it. So, you know how when you're kind of a nerd and you get anxious easily and you...
Yes. Hello?
Elizabeth, are you still there? Something strange has happened. Oh, okay. Yvonne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but Elizabeth's not here.
Okay. Let me try, Elizabeth, okay, I see you, I'm going to call you, Elizabeth, hold on, Yvonne, let me dial her up, I have to, I'm going to play some music while I do that so that the phone lines, so that the airtime won't be dead. I'm going to start a song called The Changes in You by Alba Molina. Hang on, folks.
Okay.
Behind every single achievement, there's always faith. It's power that comes from within you, trust in a bigger strength. Just know that it is possible, it's in you. To know that the key is inside you, to know that it's up to you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. Only one voice matters, and it's inside you. That is the answer. The change is in you.
And that's a good place to pause that song by Alba Molina. I have Elizabeth back on the line. Yvonne, she's heard your question, and I believe you're ready to respond.
Yes.
Is that right, Elizabeth?
Right. So Yvonne, they want you, your guides would like you to do some work around your anxiety in terms of love and dating and finding someone. They say that right now there's a very large possibility you could find love, but you could also trip over your own feet and sabotage yourself because you're anxious about it. So I'm just gonna see what they suggest for you. This is a wonderful affirmation for you, which is, it's, I am worthy and deserving of love. I am worthy and deserving of every good thing. And you can say this, and you can also say, to fall in love is safe. I am worthy and deserving of love. I am worthy and deserving of every good thing. You're kind of, you don't want to give away the whole farm. You want to love yourself. But if you say, I'm worthy and deserving of love, I am worthy and deserving of every good thing for 5 or 10 minutes straight, and then write down all the ways that your subconscious mind comes up with reasons why you wouldn't be, or how somebody would judge you as not being worthy. When you write them down, save them. This is a two-part process. You save them, and then there's another affirmation to do, which is, even though I perceive myself as being too short, too tall, too fat, too loud, too quiet, whatever it is, even though I perceive that my being, whatever this is, would prevent someone from loving me, I deeply and profoundly love myself, and I allow myself to be. So what you want to do is replace your judgments of yourself that make you anxious and in communication with others with, I deeply and profoundly love myself and I allow myself to be. Now, this doesn't just work on love and your physical self. This also allows your divine self to come into your body more fully. And it sort of allows your magical self to come in more fully. So almost everything that you think that's positive becomes magnified. But first you have to root out what those causes of your anxiety are. And the way to do that is to say, I'm worthy and deserving of love. I'm worthy and deserving of every good thing. And man, those negative things, they can be like little snaky voices in your head that say, no, you're not. Your thighs are too fat, you know, or whatever it is. They can be like that. And as soon as you find out your job isn't good enough, you're poor, you know, it doesn't really even matter what it is. It could be something somebody told you when you were 9, you have a gap in your tooth. It doesn't even matter. But as soon as you find those voices saying, no, you're not, you want to say, even though I judge myself or perceive myself or believe myself to be whatever this judgment is, I deeply and profoundly love myself and I allow myself to be. And
okay.
Then you can, you're going and you're ready to actually interrelate with somebody else without those being magnified.
Okay.
Okay.
You can
yeah.
back Yvonne and listen to the podcast, be able to write those things down and refresh your memory. And thank you so much for calling tonight. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You want to go to about the 30-minute mark in the show to hear your reading, okay?
Okay.
And the podcast will be live around 9:15 Eastern Time.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Thanks.
Now, Wendy, I don't know if you've called back. I have two recent callers. If you're on the line right now, I'm looking at the two new numbers. Would you hang up and call right back, and I'll come to you after this next person. And that way I will know which number is you. I'm afraid I don't remember. Okay, I'm going to area code 904. And 904, you are live. What is your first name, please?
Liza.
Hi, Liza.
Hi.
What's your question?
Hi, Liza.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question, Hello? Liza?
Oh, I was just calling to see maybe where you would see where I'm going within the next year or so, I guess.
That's a longer reading, but what make
okay,
it about
yeah.
one thing. Yeah.
Okay. Or do you just get a, do you need something specific or can you, I guess, well, I guess.
What do you sincerely want to know that we can do with within 5 minutes? Because your whole year will take
okay.
much more than that. I do whole year readings
okay.
for like 50 minutes in the New Year's and we don't want to do that. So,
okay.
so
okay.
we have 5 minutes.
Getting myself together to go back to work would be my next, like, four-month
okay.
goal.
Okay. A, you're going to do it.
Oh, great.
B, I see you. I hope this works for you. What I see you in is, like, a really nice, it's not a navy blue suit. It's a lighter blue suit. But it's a bright blue suit and I'm not sure what color it would be. It's just brighter than navy, lighter and brighter than navy. I see you very put together in terms of your clothing. What do you want to do?
Well, I wanted to go back to work. I was a nurse, but I've been taking care of my parents for the past 15 years, basically. And both have passed
mm-hmm.
on. Just my mom just passed on 3 months ago. So I guess I'm looking for my I left nursing to take care of them because I was fortunate with my husband to do that. But now I really enjoyed nursing. I just couldn't really handle both at the time.
Yeah. What you I see you in this suit, so that would not speak to nursing at all, but you could, I see you, you have a clipboard, you have a pen. You might be working in a hospital as either somebody who's in clinical affairs or somebody who's doing advocacy, intake, helping people get their paperwork together if they're not on insurance or doing some kind of administration where you it doesn't require that you wear the nursing stuff, but you're doing more like administration and planning or administration planning and advocacy, something along that line. Because I see you in a hospital that could, like I see you in a hallway that could definitely be a hospital hallway, but you are in a suit. So if that's okay with you, I would look for something along the lines like, I would love to do administration / planning / advocacy / you know, whatever it is that's going to make you the money that you want to make. The hours would be steadier, I'm hearing. And is there something going on with your back or your body that
haven't really addressed? I have addressed the lower back, but I have a lower back pain a lot.
Issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be easier on your body to do this administrative position versus doing the nursing position. And that's why they're sort of going, go that way. Because until you really, until you do a lot more work on strengthening the back and really healing the back, it wouldn't be like a year and a half or 2 years until you would even really be safe to do nursing. I see the opportunity of somebody spilling something or someone puking and you slip on the floor and, you know, blah, you know, and there you go and your back is out.
Right.
So they're sort of pushing you away from the nursing and into the administration, planning, advocacy, whatever it is where you're wearing the suit. So,
oh, I love that too,
but yes,
though.
It could be two. That's good. Okay. 2 months. I'm getting October. So get your clothes together and go out there and burn it down is what I'm
okay,
seeing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Liza. Best wishes to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I don't see that either of the calls that I thought might have been Wendy hung up and called back. So we're just going to go to the next caller in the queue who's been waiting for 53 minutes, and that's area code 480, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Say hello to Elizabeth.
Hey, Liz. What's going on?
Hi, Keisha.
Hey.
I'm doing readings again. How are you? What's your question? And you need to drink more water, by the way.
I know. I was thinking I ran out of water a couple of days ago, and I forgot. I went to the grocery store this morning. I didn't get the water. You're right. But thank you for picking it up because I know that also. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, good.
But next week, okay,
right.
I'm going to be looking.
Yeah.
Next week, okay, I'm going to a job fair and also taking a test to get a license. Do you see either one of them coming out positive as far as the job is concerned?
The job fair is very positive in terms of you present yourself very well in the job fair and people like you. What is the license? Can you tell me what that's about so I can tell you how to do very well on that? Because they're withholding saying anything about the license test, so that means it's more complicated. But the job fair, just go be
it
yourself.
Is.
Go be like you are. You know, it's like,
okay.
And you'll do great because people will feel friendly towards you. But some of these people,
okay.
It's like you need to have the right things on the resume in order for them to make your resume go. It can't just be the fact that
right.
You're Keisha and you're all
yeah,
super wonderful.
Good.
You know,
right.
You look good, you sound good, you're fun. I'd like to work with you. It has to be what's on your resume. So really polish up the resume just in case. But what's the license about that you're doing? What kind of license is it?
It's healthcare. It's a healthcare license. And then I would be
okay.
Kind of working on my own. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, don't stay up late studying for that licensure. Get all of your cramming in this weekend. And then the night before that test, go to bed. Because if you go into that tired, you are not going to do as well as you could. But if you cram from like now until Sunday, through Sunday,
mm-hmm.
It will already
mm-hmm.
be in there, and then you can just do a brief review and then go to bed. Okay?
Okay.
So,
but do you think that
no
that
cramming
will pan out with a job? I mean, which
yeah,
one
yes.
you think is better?
I think that you're supposed to work with people. So you said you're going to work alone, but you're going to work alone with people, right? Is you know,
right.
It's like I would like to see you in diplomacy or as a concierge or as somebody who goes in and makes everything work out all right. But as long as you're working with people,
actually, I'm taking a class like that. I don't get that certificate to the
yeah.
to December as a healthcare worker as a healthcare advocate, but I don't get that certificate till the end of this year. So I'm working on it.
Okay,
you're right.
Okay, good, because I have chills about that. Like if I were sick and I needed an advocate, man, it would make my day to see you coming down the hallway. And every time I got to talk to you, it would make my day. So
yeah, because I love Nicole more.
That's the kind of thing that you want to be looking for. This thing that you're doing now, that you want to do for the healthcare licensure, it's not really going to be the career that you want. It's more the certificate that you're working on. But go to the job fair anyway, just because, you know, get yourself out there. People will meet you. And then you can say later on, hey, I'm Keisha. I met you at the job fair. Do you remember me? Of course they will. So, yeah, it's all good. It's just not. It's a little anticlimactic on the licensure thing that you're working on.
Yeah, I wasted my money.
It's not really
ask for a refund. Okay.
No, don't ask for a refund. Just do it, and then you can put it on your resume, and you know, go from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Cool.
God bless you. All right.
God bless
you.
Love you. Best wishes.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All right. Here's how we're going to work it. We'll definitely get to two more callers. I'm going to area code 708 next and then 510 just to let you know. And we'll see beyond that. We are going to end at 8:30 Eastern time in area code 708. You are live. What's your first name, please?
My first name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Elizabeth. I would like to know about I'm wanting to start animal communication business, and I want to see what the guidance is.
Do you have another source of income? I'll just tell you my guidance. Do you have another source of income besides this?
Well, I was going to make it two-pronged, but I didn't want to do that, so go right ahead. That's why I kept it to one question. Okay.
All right. So you want to have another you want to have another source of income if you're going to do animal communication. And the other thing I would suggest that you do is have you learned Reiki?
Yes.
Okay, do you have Reiki 2?
Yes.
Okay, do you use the protocols for the connection symbols?
I don't do it on a regular basis, no.
Start using your Reiki 2 on anything and everything that has four legs or flies and walks, and keep a pad of paper. So what you want to do is, you know, if you've got an animal down the street or a stray dog or a bird sitting outside, what you want to do is say, do the connection protocols for, if you don't know the name of it, say, to that raven that's in the tree outside my window. And then what you want to do is say, hi, raven outside the tree, you know, in the tree outside my window. This is Barb. Barb's okay, right? Not just Barbara. This is Barb. I'm sending you Reiki. I would like to know, in exchange for sending you this energy, anything you'd like to tell me. And then write it down. So I'm getting 3 years of really energetic practice will make you a freaking fantastic animal communicator. But you also want to have another job underneath that one, which you should probably be doing in order to ramp up your business, okay?
Right.
It's not, don't go out there and just market yourself silly. What you want to do is be able to impress a vet. And if you do your second degree Reiki protocols for the purpose of animal communication, you're going to be able to impress vets because you're going to get so good at reading the body. And you're basically going to become like a veterinary intuitive, and then you can just market all you want, but that's why you want to have the other job. There's a slope into it where you become professional, but as you slope into it, you want to really make the vets go wow, and your Reiki 2 will help you do that. Let me see what your guides say. Your guys are just giving me the thumbs up, and they were like, you called because she was the right person to ask. You know?
All right.
That was from me, but they gave me the thumbs up. The other thing is, do you have a daughter or a female family member?
I do.
Who's also involved with this? I feel like that daughter
healing
or
touch.
Family member will be.
Do healing
okay.
touch.
Do that.
Healing touch with her. She wants me to take this healing touch class with her.
And they're going, they're shaking their heads, yes, 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 and yes. Work with your daughter and do the healing touch as well. Absolutely. So that'll give you, that'll make you a multi-threat, not threat, but multi-modality healer of animals. Yes, do that with your, with her. So.
Okay.
Yeah, all good.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for
calling, Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Good night. Okay, it's interesting that a single person has asked to connect with a departed loved one. Area code 510, I promised you were next, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi. Thank you, David.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
What's up? What do you want to know?
I want to know, I want to ask my spirit guides, when do they see me and Sean still coming together and being in a relationship, like what month?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a lot of ifs. That's a lot of ifs before we get to that. Who is this person? I can tell you what I see about that and what they want to tell. Sean Dale?
Oh,
is that who it is?
Yeah. He's a dear good friend of mine.
Okay.
Childhood friend.
Well, I love him. I could just kiss him up for you. Hold on for a second. Do you have a female family member that knows both of you?
Yes.
That's older, like a grandmother, mother? Yeah, okay.
Well, this
is somebody who can sit him down. Well, older, somebody he would respect that sits him down and says, you got to or get off the pot, Sean Dell, because you got a good thing and what are you doing? And I get that could be relatively soon, but if you can, whoever this person is needs to sit him down, and they may be gonna sit him down relatively soon and say, poo or get off the pot, Sean Dell, because he's just like he's kicking his feet and he's hemming and he's hawing. I see him standing over in the corner kicking his feet and hemming and hawing. Everybody else is going, this is a good thing. What's wrong with you? And it's going to be a lady. It's going to be a female family member who reads him the Riot Act. So hopefully they'll do that real soon. Well, within a month. Because it's going to be his loss if he walks, if you get tired of waiting, not yours.
Is it going to be my sister?
I don't know. How old's your sister?
We the same age.
Okay. Well, she just has authority. She speaks with authority, so she reminds me of a mother or a grandmother because of the way she's speaking, if it is your sister. This is somebody who is speaking with authority. It's not hateful. It's not mean. It's just authority. She's speaking with truth and light and spiritual authority, and it gets through. So whoever it is, and there's not a bit of hate or blame or anything else. It's just, hey, you know, come on, guy. And however it is that she says it works. But it seems like he's kicking the dirt and looking at his feet. What's up with that? What's going on there? Why is he kicking the dirt and looking at his feet? Hold on one second. I'll ask him.
Okay.
He's afraid he'll mess it up.
Oh.
You've been friends for a long time, right? He's afraid he'll mess it up. Yeah, that's it. So he just needs some encouragement. And by that is like encouragement. He needs somebody to give him courage. So, be patient. But hopefully this person, I'm seeing this person step in to give him encouragement. Because he's afraid he'll mess it up and then he wouldn't want to lose you as a friend or hurt you in any way. which is good.
Okay, it's so you say within a month?
I think the person will talk to him. It looks like they could talk with him within 4 weeks. How he responds to that or how he processes that is up to him. If nothing happens, I see the main issue being it stays stagnant through December because he is not encouraged. Like, he doesn't have the courage, he's afraid he'll mess it up. So there's nothing wrong with you. It's that he doesn't want to do something that would mess up something with you.
Okay.
What they showed me was somebody else, female family member, talking to him, and that turned it. And they do it in a really encouraging, truthful, light-filled way. So hopefully that will happen, because that's what they showed me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Tasha. God bless.
Okay.
Well, folks, I think we're going to wrap it up there. In all fairness to Elizabeth, I don't want to put you on the spot to do a real quick reading, and I do want to finish within the next 3 minutes. So I thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you. It's always great to be here.
And remember, Elizabeth, you can find her at elizabethanglin.com. And it's perfect timing to end because my phone battery is almost dead.
Okay.
You stay on the line for a minute, Elizabeth, after I close, just in case I'm still able to talk?
Sure.
Okay, thanks so much. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.